Welcome to Small Biz Flash, your briefing on small business news, trends, and insights. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. Last week, we talked about how the new AI sensation, ChatGPT, can save you time and effort with your marketing. But we just scratched the surface. So today, we'll look at some other examples of how ChatGPT can help you and your employees do your work better. That's coming up right after the news roundup. All right. Let's dive in. A record number of small businesses, 47%, reported having job vacancies they could not fill in February, according to the National Federation of Independent Business. Small business owners are working to maintain competitive compensation and are raising compensation in the hopes of filling their open critical positions, explained NFIB Chief Economist Bill Dunkelberg. Of those hiring or trying to hire, 90% said there were few or no qualified applicants for the open positions. On the broader employment scene, the Commerce Department's February jobs report released last week was a mixed bag. The economy added 311,000 jobs, which was above experts' predictions, but many of those were in lower-paying sectors. Additionally, wages increased only 0.2% from January to February, averaging out to an increase of just 3.6% over the last 3 months, not nearly enough to keep up with the rate of inflation. Speaking of inflation, the February Consumer Price Index was released today, and there's some good news to report. While the rate of inflation is strong, up 6% from a year ago, it has decreased from last month's annual growth rate of 6.4%. Small businesses remain concerned about a possible recession and are taking a tight-fisted approach with their cash, according to the February Wall Street Journal Vistage Small Business CEO Survey. 27% are actively building cash reserves, while another 42% are holding theirs. Only 13% are using cash reserves to cover expenses. In a similar vein, just one-third of small businesses plan to increase fixed investments, the lowest level since 2013, except for a few months during the COVID pandemic. Still, the overall CEO confidence index rose last month to 85.0, the highest since last April, though still far below the pre-COVID levels. The Small Business Administration has announced National Small Business Week will take place this year from April 30th to May 6th. SBA will again hold a virtual summit of business education forums as part of the event. Also during the week-long celebration, SBA will recognize one Small Business Person of the Year from each of the 50 states, as well as one from the District of Columbia and one from Puerto Rico. You can find out more information on this and other stories in the news roundup by going to the links in the show notes. Small business owners, your finances are the cornerstone of your business. You need the bookkeeping pros at SBS Accounting and Advisors to keep your AP, AR, and financial statements on track. For 16 years, the good folks at SBS have been helping owners like you make better decisions and grow their profits. So go to sbsaccountants.com today to set up a free 30-minute consultation. Use the promo code FLASH to get 20% off your setup fee. Again, that's sbsaccountants.com. Last week, I told you ChatGPT is a powerful and versatile tool that can help your small business. We looked at one area where ChatGPT can save you time and give you an extra boost, generating marketing content, from helping write a blog post to brainstorming headlines to creating tweets. But before you make ChatGPT your personal AI assistant, check out the caveats from last week, like the fact that ChatGPT isn't 100% correct all the time, and you shouldn't depend on it to dispense legal or other professional advice. That said, like other forms of AI, ChatGPT can make you and your employees more productive and successful in a number of work-related tasks. Let's take a look at a few more examples this week. First, there are other kinds of content beyond just marketing that ChatGPT can assist in generating. For example, you could try a prompt like this, quote, write a business plan for a new subsidiary of an existing company that is going to sell widgets. These widgets are of the same price as competitors' widgets, but have superior features and design. The result is a multi-paragraph business plan, including sections on operations and market analysis. You can refine the results any number of ways to get a multifaceted response. For example, try something along these lines. Quote, add more detail to the financial plan. We anticipate sales in year one will be $250,000 and will grow at an annual rate of 20% for the next 5 years, end quote. ChatGPT can compose scripts for videos, too, draft procedure documents, and just about anything else you can imagine. But you always need to review them for accuracy and for real-world viability. Okay, on to other uses. We're all busy and overloaded with information, but there are occasions when we need to review a web page or read an article. Wouldn't it be great if there was a way that we could just get a summary without spending the investment of time to read the whole document? Well, ChatGPT can do this for you. You can use a prompt like this, quote, summarize the following article using short bullet points, and then paste the website of the article that you want it to summarize. I chose a web page about why small businesses fail and got back 8 bullet points within a matter of seconds. If I'd read the actual page, it would have taken me probably about 3 to 5 minutes. ChatGPT can answer questions too. One of the most handy is an application-specific question for a unique set of circumstances. So let's say, for example, that you're working on an Excel spreadsheet and you can't quite remember the formula you need to get your desired outcome. Just ask ChatGPT to write it for you. Here's an example. Quote, in Excel, there are values in cells A2 through A14. Write a formula to average all these cells after first calculating the absolute value of each one, end quote. ChatGPT not only produces the correct formula, but it also offers an explanation of why you need to use both the ABS and the average function in this particular situation. Pretty impressive, right? For your more technical staff, ChatGPT can help them write HTML for building websites and code in computer languages to build and debug applications. But of course, your more technical employees probably already knew this. One of the best ways that you can take advantage of ChatGPT's power is to turn your team loose on it, give them a few weeks to experiment with it, the goal being to become more creative and productive in their roles. Then you can have a company-wide meeting or department-wide meetings, depending on how big your organization is, where everyone can share their results and insights. The bottom line is you need to train your staff now to get comfortable with AI tools like ChatGPT because they're only going to become more commonplace in the future, and employees who know how to use them will be able to extract maximum value and help you grow your bottom line. Thanks for listening to Small Biz Flash. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. If you enjoy the show, please help me to expand its reach by telling one other person about the podcast. I sure do appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.